Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, the NBA right now, and it's been like this really since 2010, it's become a 10-month league. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, even, you know, you get into now the draft event, obviously all the free agent speculation, the draft and NBA Summer League. Really, the only month you don't talk about the NBA is really August and a good chunk of September when football swallows it up.
You're right.
And then it's, boom, it's pretty much 10, it's 10 months of shopping, 10 months of talking. So let's keep talking, get a sense of what Jimmy Jackson, who's obviously very well piped in, does college as well, Fox Sports NBA analyst, really good player, and I think he would have been a linebacker if he played some football. He's still pretty yoked. Jimmy, Tiki and Tierney, what's going on, man? How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's up, guys? How's everything going? Listen, I'm pumped right now. The NBA is great. I'm pumped for the U.S. Open this weekend, bro.
Oh, yeah. Same here, bro. Who do you like? You going with Tiger? What do you got?
Well, helping me with Tiger. Now, I'm hedging towards Dustin Johnson, but the problem is that it's a precedent or has been said that generally a guy that wins, a player that wins before the U.S. Open doesn't necessarily win the U.S. Open, even though you want to get tuned up, you're playing your best.
Yeah.
But it hasn't really translated into winning the U.S. Open.
I don't think it's ever happened. Ever happened.
So, you know, Dustin has the distance.
Yeah, he does.
Especially with that, you got to be able to shape a lot of shots. I played Shinnecock about a month ago.
Yep.
But it's good as him, of course. But, I mean, I love Dustin, the way he plays, the way he bangs it. But it's just, it's an interesting field in regards to guys, I think, that can shape their shots on this course in general. Have a good opportunity, especially with the short game, to walk away with the U.S. Open.
Yeah, Jack, you know what it is? I think guys get confident, and they go out there, and they underestimate a U.S. Open course because they make it hard on purpose, man.
Oh God,
oh, man, it's crazy.
So you think you got it figured out, and next thing you know, you slide one by and it goes 8-10 feet past where you thought.
Free putt.
Exactly.
What'd you shoot that day, Jimmy?
I shot an 84.
Not bad, man. Not bad.
It should have caught. That's ridiculous.
You know, but I shot it. It was. I didn't play in the conditions that may hit.
Yeah.
Shinny this week with some winds. So if you get that ocean wind coming in, especially going back into, you know, like 18 and 9 and going back that direction, it makes the course play a lot differently. So a lot of different factors, man, on who can win, and it kind of negates sometimes some guys that hit it long.
Yeah.
Just because of if the wind comes into play, you know, you got to change up your trajectory and your shots and do different things, but they're professional. So I can't wait. I'm pumped.
Talk to our buddy Brando Chamblee. Project that. Jimmy Jackson. Do a little golf here, right? Good job on the golf breakdown, Jimmy. That 84 sounds believable. It sounds like you know the game. All right, let's get to the game we know you know, and that's hoops.
Okay.
So how would you rank, like, what is your anticipation as you plot in your mind what you think LeBron might do, what you may have heard he is already plotting to do? Give us just a sense of what LeBron's thinking, what you anticipate is going to happen. Who's truly in play? What teams really have a shot for LeBron this summer?
You know, I may have an easier chance winning the Mega Millions. I'm telling you. No, because he's so stealth in what he does. I mean, ultimately, to me, it looks like this. And I'm just watching, and Tiki, you can understand this by playing with guys that are at the top of their games. With LeBron, the physical attributes have diminished a little bit. But to be able to play 15 years and to be able to play 82 games and all playoff games, and it's incredible. So I don't see his physical attributes kind of diminishing like you see with older players a lot quicker. So the next 2 or 3 years, I think physically he's going to be fine. But to me, I saw the mental fatigue, of having to carry this Cleveland Cavs team through their different iterations of who they were. And it really came to play in the Boston series, really came to play in the championship series with Golden State. So to me, I'm looking at LeBron and I'm like, I think he wants to get to a place, whether that's in Cleveland, they can rehaul, which is tough, their roster because of their, you know, say 3 or 4 contracts that are tough to navigate. to be able to go somewhere where he's mentally, he doesn't have to mentally carry everything. He wants to get back to playing basketball and enjoying it, not having to do everything. So if you look at some teams out there from a basketball perspective, San Antonio makes the most sense in regards to just pure basketball. I mean, because of the organization, Kawhi Leonard, I'm sure they'll get back into good graces, the LaMarcus Aldridge, and, of course, Popovich. But, I mean, Philly could be a really good example because he wants to play off the ball a little bit more. Ben Simmons. And L.A. is always an option in this regard. You have, you know, two max slots where you can bring guys in, two max players that can complement each other. And, again, that roster for L.A., if they choose to go that way, LeBron and another top free agent, it won't be the same L.A. team that we saw last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jimmy, lots of players. Jimmy Jackson, of course, 14 years in the NBA, two-time Big Ten Player of the Year, analyst for Fox, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Jimmy, do you think that the Boston Celtics and Kyrie Irving could part ways, not because Kyrie wants to leave, but because we've seen Danny Ainge not necessarily hang on to – he's not loyal. You know, loyalty doesn't really matter. It's more about what's best for the team. And they got deep. I mean, Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie. You think there's a chance they try to trade Kyrie and get out from the question about paying him this max deal after next – if they just get rid of the problem?
Well, here's the problem. Here's the issue. Yes, they went deep and they play well, but – not having a guy like Kyrie on the road against a Cleveland team,
mm-hmm.
When it's tough, that's what you miss.
Yeah.
Okay?
But don't you – isn't it alleviated now because they just experienced it?
Well, no, not really, because experiencing it and having the right players – look, let me tell you something. Toronto has been in that situation for years where they got two top-notch players who still are not your number one guy. I mean, they're number one paid, but they're still, to me – complimentary players to a mega superstar. And that's the same thing you have in Boston from a point guard position, okay? Because Kyrie is a closer. You want to go on the road in game five, or even if you have home court advantage, okay, you're on the road in game three or four and you need to close out a game. It showed up in that situation where a guy like Kyrie, now, again, because of the injuries, you have a little pause there, you know, just like Chris Paul, okay, do we really want to pay because we know at some point this player is going to get injured? I mean, that's a risk you have to take. And I always thought about it, too. I said, you know, part of the dilemma, too, they, you know, Boston faces is it's a good thing, guys. They got a chance to see guys kind of play under pressure and grow. So Jaylen Brown, Tatum, they played extremely well. So now what do you do with Gordon Hayward? See, because their upside is – their potential is much higher. We know who Gordon is. Gordon is a great compliment. We know who he is. Do you go with a small lineup and have Gordon play the four with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Al Horford and Kyrie starting? Can you move Gordon Hayward because you don't have the connectivity with him because he didn't really play? It's a lot of things, movable parts here from Boston's perspective. They got to look at it and say, okay, this is where we're at today, but we know in a couple years, we got to address the issues of how we're going to keep Jaylen Brown and also Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Creates a lot of moving parts.
It's so much.
A lot of moving parts.
It's unsettled, man. I want to ask you a little bit about the college, a couple of the college names here. I know you do a lot of Big East stuff, so I know you're pretty familiar with Bridges and DiVincenzo and certainly Brunson from Nova. I don't know if you came across DeAndre Ayton in person too often, but just give us a big picture, kind of surface off the top. You know, transcendent players that you believe are truly foundation players, maybe one or two that you think are a little overvalued. Give us a quick take on the draft. Who do you like and who are you
leery of? It's an interesting draft because I think Marvin Bagley fits the mold of what you want for the NBA today because he's, you know, 6'9", 6'10", long, athletic, can step out and shoot the ball from deep. He can make plays. He's a threat in the pick and roll, which is, as you guys know, that's the way the game is.
Yeah.
So that gives him a good upside. But, again, it goes back to this, and I think, Tiki, you can understand this. It depends on what system you're in.
True.
Tiki, you can be the best runner all you want.
You're right.
If you're in a system that is not dedicated to putting the ball on the ground and run, you don't have the offensive line, you don't have a passing threat, well, then guess what? They can line up the box and they can take away anything you have. It's the same thing in basketball. If you go to a situation where the team is not conducive to your skill set, then it doesn't work, i.e. DeAndre Ayton. In today's game, he is a throwback kind of center, okay? But he's shown that he can step out a little bit more, not as agile in regards to knocking down shots. So then he's caught in the in this situation where the league has transitioned.
Yeah.
He's this physically gifted young man, but how do we use him in a system? Is he more so like a Capella in regards to blocking
shots, thinking.
Energy guy, like that?
More would you take him first? Jimmy, would you take him first?
At Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's a tough one because
with
how
Booker?
Do I want to play is a question.
Yeah.
What? Who do I want to be? If I'm trying to be a team that wants to get up and down and get out and shoot a bunch of threes, well, then Marvin Bagley seems to fit that profile a little bit more with Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Okay? Because now those two in the pick-and-roll scenario, how do you guard? With DeAndre Ayton, it's different ways you can trap the pick-and-roll, get the ball out of Devin's hand because Ayton rolling or spotting up to the three is not a threat.
Mm-hmm. He's got a pro body too, Ayton. You know, Bagley.
He got a pro. That's like Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges
is a guy that has a pro body, but through the course of last year, because he's such an unselfish player, and I had a several of their games, Tom Izzo had to kind of beg him to be more aggressive. So if you're in the top five, do you say, okay, top six, is this the kind of guy I want to anchor my boat to in regards to his personality? Can he really be that number one guy? He hasn't shown it. He's shown flashes. So these are the kind of questions. Who do you want to be as a team, and what player best fits that profile? I think is what's most important.
Be a lot of fun. Jimmy, good hopping on. Appreciate the insight. Enjoy the U.S. Open, man, and when you play
Got
him
it,
straight.
Brother. All right, man. Take care, guys.
Be good, Jim. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.